Praise the Lord. It is exciting to share the word of God with you once again. And welcome to this teaching. I know that you have your Bibles and your notebooks with you. And let's go into the word of God today. Praise the Lord. Amen. Today we are talking about the power of a spirit-filled life. We will discuss the importance of being baptized in the Holy Spirit. You see, so many believers have known, understood the importance and the urgency of being baptized in the Holy Spirit. And so they miss on a lot of benefits. They miss on a lot of things. They are not empowered to manifest the kingdom of God on the earth. Because we cannot manifest the kingdom without being baptized in the Holy Spirit. Yes, it's true, a person can be born again and they receive the Holy Spirit at the moment of conversion. But it doesn't mean that they are baptized. For you to be baptized by the Holy Spirit, you have to be immersed in the Holy Ghost. So it's not enough for you to accept Christ. Yes, it's good and you go to heaven because you have accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior. You belong to the kingdom because you have accepted Christ. When you believe with your heart and you confess with your mouth, you are saved. But God wants to use you in this life. God wants to empower you. He wants to make you unique in this life. He wants you to manifest his kingdom in this life. For that to happen, you have to be baptized in the Holy Spirit after you are born again. Let us begin our first reading from Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16. It says, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Verse 16 says, "And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." Now, this is talking about the Great Commission. This is the Great Commission where Jesus sent his disciples into the world to preach his message to every creature. So Jesus sends all of us to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And every believer must respond to this great commission. This is what drives us at CCK. We manifest Christ in our everyday life. We preach the unconditional love and grace of God to the nations of the world. And we lead people into an intimate relationship with God. So as a family, we are about the Great Commission. So for us to do this, we must be empowered by the Holy Spirit. And so because this is the Great Commission, and because Jesus calls every disciple, every believer to do the Great Commission, in Acts chapter 8, verse 5 and verse
12, Philip did the Great Commission in Samaria.
Bulaba mchabu chibikola gatume sule yomunano nyolwe kutano nyolwe kumine bili Filipo kolo botumu obukulu monsene ya Samaria.
Just like Jesus commanded.
Nga Yesu kwe yayogera.
Verse 5 says,
sule olunyolwe kutano lugama.
Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria.
Olo Filipo nakirira mchibuga cha Samaria.
And preached Christ unto them.
Nabulira Kristo jebali.
He preached Christ unto them in Samaria.
Yagende Samaria nabulira abantu ku Kristo.
He did the Great Commission.
Yakolo utumwa bukulu.
Verse 12.
Olwe kumi n'ebiri.
But when they believed, Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God.
Agamba nti naye bwe bakkiriza ebintu Filipo bye yabuulira ebikwatanga ku bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
And the name of Jesus Christ.
Awamu n'erinnya lya Yesu Kristo.
The Bible says they were baptized both men and women.
Bible egamba ne babatizibwa bonna abasajja n'abakazi.
Because he says go and when you read Matthew 28 verse 18 and going down there. He says, he gives us the Great Commission, says go to all the nations and teaching all these things and baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Baptizing them in water. And so this is what Philip did. So these people that Philip preached had become Christians. But they did not receive the Holy Spirit. So everywhere we go, we preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and we baptize people in water in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But we must not forget to help them have an encounter with the Holy Ghost. Everyone that you preach to, you must baptize them in water in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But never forget to help them receive the Holy Spirit by teaching them about the Holy Spirit, but also laying hands on them so that they can receive Him. So Philip preached the gospel to these people in Samaria, but they did not receive the Holy Spirit. And because it's so important for every believer to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, the apostles which were at Jerusalem sent Peter and John to lay hands on the believers in Samaria in order to receive the Holy Spirit.
Abayigirizwa abali e Samaria basindika Petero ne Yokana batekeke emikono kubakkiriza abana abali balokose Samaria basobola okufuna Omwoyo Mutukuvu.
If being baptized in the Holy Spirit wasn't important,
okubanga obatizibwa Omwoyo Mutukuvu singa tekyali kikulu.
If just hearing the gospel and being baptized in water is enough,
okuwulira obuwulizi enjiri n'okunnyikibwa mazzi singa kyali kimala,
the apostles wouldn't have sent Peter and John to Samaria. But because it is very important for every believer to receive the Holy Ghost, to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, the apostles at Jerusalem sent Peter and John. My point here is to show you how important it is for everyone to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. The Bible says in Acts chapter 8, verse 14 up to 17. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John. Verse 15 says, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. Verse 16 says, for as yet he was fallen upon none of them.
Kubanga ye Omwoyo Mutukuvu yali tannaba ku kako nomu kubo.
So these were born again
people.
They were Christians. They had received the message of Jesus Christ. And they were baptized in water. But the Holy Spirit had not come on them. That's why the Bible says here in verse 16. Only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Verse 17 says, then laid they their hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit. This is how important it is. The apostles had to send Peter and John. And Peter and John had to take these people in, and probably they taught, and then the Bible says they laid their hands on them and they received the Holy Ghost. And these people had an encounter with the Holy Spirit. And man, I believe their lives didn't remain the same. Because no one receives an encounter with the Holy Spirit and remains the same. Many lives of believers are not empowered because they have not had this encounter. And if you're listening to me right now, man, you need an encounter with the Holy Ghost. Yes, praise God, you believe Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And praise God, probably you were baptized in water in the baptism of John, but you need to be baptized in the fire of Jesus Christ. Now look at Paul in Ephesus in Acts chapter 19 verse 1 to verse 6. And the Bible says in verse 1, and it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, or came to Ephesus. And finding certain disciples, verse 2 says, he said unto them, have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. So these were disciples. Paul was talking to disciples of Jesus Christ. But they said they had never heard anything concerning the Holy Spirit. Verse 3 says, and he said unto them, unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. And so many believers have ended here. They believed Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And they were baptized in the baptism of John. But they don't know how much they're missing. If they just end there, my friend, don't end there. You got to be baptized in this other baptism, the baptism of fire. And if you're preaching the gospel out there, please make sure you give people the whole package. It's a comprehensive package. Give it to them. Give them the message of Jesus Christ, the unconditional love and grace of God. Baptize them in water, the baptism of John. But make sure they get baptized in fire, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So these were disciples loving Jesus, but they were missing a lot. Don't miss anything. I believe a lot of people will go to heaven, but when they get there, they'll look down here and see how much meat they left on the plate. Verse 4 says, Then said Paul,
Paulo n'ayogera nti,
John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance.
Mbagamba daladanti Yokana yabatiza n'okubatiza okw'okwenenya.
Saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is on Christ Jesus.
Ngagamba abantu nti bakkirize oyo agenda okujja ennyuma we ye nga ye Yesu.
When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Bible says the Holy Ghost came on them. And they spoke with tongues and prophesied. Now notice, if this wasn't important, Paul wouldn't have gone there to go all through this teaching and laying hands on them for them to receive the Holy Spirit.
Kati singa tekyali kikulu, Paulo omutume yanwedde tagenda kumala budde kubatekako mikono na kubasabira bafuna omwoyo mutukuvu.
Paul wouldn't have gone to push something that wasn't important.
Paulo yanibadde tagenda kubanga akole ekintu ekitali
kikulu. You know, this was a busy man. He had a lot of work to do.
Ono musajja yalina emirimu mingi egy'okukola.
But the fact that Paul spent his time to question these believers and teaching them and helping them to understand and laying hands on them and they receive the Holy Ghost, it means it's very important for every believer. But notice, when they receive the Holy Spirit, the Bible says they spoke with other tongues. This is what believers miss. You have to be able to speak in other tongues. You must receive the ability to speak the heavenly language. This changes your prayer life. This changes your life when you begin to speak in other tongues. And notice the Bible says they began to prophesy. So two things they didn't know how to do. They didn't know how to speak in tongues. They received the gift of tongues. Oh, praise God. They received the gift of tongues. Then they began to speak in tongues. You don't have to miss that life where you can speak in tongues. So, one, they received the gift of tongues. Number two, the Bible says they began to prophesy. They prophesied. They didn't prophesy before. This is another thing they missed in life before Paul came to them. So two important things happened when the Holy Spirit came upon them. They spoke in tongues and they prophesied. So you need to speak in tongues and you need to prophesy. This is not for some people. It's for everyone. Speaking in tongues is for every believer. Bible says speaking tongues is one of the signs that follow everyone that believes. So you need to speak in tongues. And you need to help those that you witness to speak in tongues. This gift is for every believer. And don't miss on it. Do not miss on it. And don't allow anyone to talk you out of this gift. It is your gift. And then the other thing is they prophesied. Prophecy is not for some people. It's for everyone. Every believer can prophesy. But notice, they prophesied when the Holy Ghost came on them. You cannot prophesy before the Holy Ghost comes on you. You are unable to prophesy. So if you want to prophesy, receive the Holy Spirit, begin to speak in tongues, and begin to prophesy. And every believer can prophesy. Praise God. So wherever you are right now, as we end this portion of teaching, I want us to speak in tongues. Go now, begin to speak in tongues. makayanda rabaze tererere makayanda rabazanta raraba gererebo shikanta raraba
sikarama
karebo santa rabagaze kererebo shikanta raraba rekandororobo zikaka. Come on, release yourself and begin to pray in tongues. Makaza karabaga. If you are sitting in a small group right now listening, in your generation, I'm speaking to generation members. Generation members, begin to speak in tongues now. If there is anyone there that can't speak in tongues, generation leader or someone there, please lay your hands on them. And the rest of you begin to speak in tongues. Because the gift is coming on you. You're being baptized now in the Holy Spirit. Sharabaga, zekerebo, zantarararabaga, zekerebo, zikantarararabaga, zekerebo. The ghost, the power of the Holy Ghost. Magazantarabaga, zekerebo. Magazantarabaga. There goes the power of the Holy Ghost. Shantarabaga, zaga. There goes the power of the Holy Ghost. Magerebo, zikantarararabaga. Oh man, I feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit falling on everyone right now. Ribogo, zikarabaga, thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you for this life. 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 Mazakarabagazanta. Zeterebo guzikarabaga. Mazantarabagazanta rarabaga. Sharabazaga yanda rabaga. Rapapaka yanda rabaga. Zeterebo. Rikantororobo zikaraba. There goes the power of the Holy Spirit. Mazantarabagazaga. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, continue in prayer, continue in prayer. Even after this teaching, continue in prayer. Marabagaza, kererebo. I wish we had more time. We are out of time. So we are closing this teaching, but please, wherever you are, as a generation, as a family, please continue to pray.
Genda maso nokusaba ona we mutude tugalawo bakabonona imugene maso nokusaba
sikorobo zakaya ndara bagazekerere zantarara bagazekererebo sharara bagaza rapakaya ndara baga ribogoza power of the Holy Spirit
manya
gumutu power of the Holy Spirit
manya
power of the Holy Spirit power of the Holy Spirit
manya
power of the Holy Spirit
manya
power of the Holy Spirit
manya gumutu
shagara bagazantarara baga
ripakas
mazentererebo guzik
mashara
may God bless you so much.
Mukama bawinyo mukisa.
Go back and listen to this teaching over and over again and help so many other people to receive the Holy Spirit.
Yamba nabantu alabanjo kwanga batola omwe
mutukufu. May God bless you.
Mukama bawo mukisa.
Remember, Jesus is the Lord of your life.
Jukira Yesu ye mulokozi wobulamu.
Nothing missing and nothing broken. God bless you.